proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
We're looking at the men of Hanukkah. We first looked at the madman, Antiochus Epiphanes, who was insane. We're now looking at the madmen, men who have anger. Last broadcast, we looked at the Maccabees, who had a righteous anger, righteous indignation against that wicked man, Antiochus. Today, we look at the Pharisees, who had a misplaced wrath. The Maccabees were also called zealots, following their leader, Mattathias, who famously cried out, "Whoever is zealous for the law and maintains the covenant, follow me." Through the centuries, the group known as the Pharisees diligently tried to keep this zeal for God. We see it was these men who confronted Jesus in John chapter 10, beginning in verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, "How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly." This feast of dedication is the modern day Hanukkah. We see the startling answer Jesus gave in their furious reaction in John chapter 10, verses 30 through 33. "I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do ye stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." It says they took up stones again to stone him. We see they've already taken up stones in John chapter 5, verses 17 through 18. Quote, "But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." They thought they had the zeal of God. They thought Jesus was a mere man claiming to be God, which is blasphemy, which is punishable by stoning, according to Leviticus 24:14. Paul said in Romans 10:2, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." Mark chapter 7, verses 7 through 9. "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandment of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do." And he said unto them, "Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition." Mark 7:13. "Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye." In Matthew 23, Jesus rebukes them sharply for their hypocrisy with seven woes. Then in Matthew 23:37, Jesus cried with a broken heart, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not." How tragic the words of John 1:11. "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." But the good news is found in verse 12. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Don't be like the Pharisees, trusting the law in your own self-righteousness. Come to Jesus Christ and be saved by grace through faith today.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.